Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show. The term ick is a fairly new trend. So for those that don't know what ick is, Abby, what is it?
Ick is so much more than a turnoff. It's a seemingly obscure thing that somebody does that kind of turns you off from them, but in more of like a cringe way. Like, it's not necessarily something they're doing on purpose. It's just something that kind of makes you go, ugh. Like, if I'm out with a guy and his shoes keep coming untied, ugh, ick. Not necessarily a turn off, but I'm kind of like, how are you as a grown man not tying your shoes?
I saw one woman said, any guy running with a backpack, the way it bounces up and down. Maybe that was from Nobody Wants This.
From Nobody Wants This, running with backpacks, needing Velcro shoes.
Is the ultimate ick the one where, I mean, it seems kind of superficial, but you look at it and you're like, I can't look at him the same way anymore. This relationship's kind of over.
Yeah, it seems superficial, but it really just kind of makes you look at that person in a different light.
Okay, I'm starting to realize that it can happen in any relationship. It can happen in a friendship. It can happen while you're dating. One woman on Instagram, Abby sent this, says that it can't, legally, it can't happen when you're married.
Yeah, it's going to have
some... Being married is so crazy.
It's going to have some legal ramifications if you decide to get married and you get the ick.
Being married is so crazy because you can't get the ick legally. Legally, if I got the ick right now, it wouldn't matter because there's nothing that they can do. It's like you signed this contract to say that you will never, ever, ever get the ick again. And that's kind of insane to me because there's things we haven't experienced together. For instance, we never been to Six Flags together. What if we get on the roller coaster and he starts screaming and I get the ick? But what if also he doesn't scream and I get the ick? Because, like, what, you think you too cool to scream? Like, that would also give me the ick. What if we're on an African safari adventure and a giraffe starts chasing him and he run? Like, not you running. What if we decide to run a marathon together and he trip over his shoelaces and he falls on his face? Like, why would you do that? You don't know how to tie your shoe? What if we go to the moon or space or something like that because we advance as a society and there is no gravity and I have to watch him in zero gravity? Like, that is just so icky to me. Like, heebie-jeebies.
Where's that from? That's from Sierra Likes Eggs on TikTok. When she said zero gravity, that sent me into orbit. I was cackling.
Because why would you do that?
So I have two of these when it comes to friendship, right? And I told you about one years ago where a friend that I had his dog pass away, right? Remember me telling you about this?
Uh-huh.
He was so attached to his dog. And I don't think I'd ever met his dog when it passed away, but he was a friend of mine. So, you know, I was there to comfort him. I know what that's like. It's very sad. Then he requested that all of his best friends go to his home and bury the dog in his backyard. And we were all supposed to go around the gravesite and say something nice about the dog before we all buried it. But before that, we had dinner and he drove his truck at Ruth Chris's downstairs with the dead dog in the back of the truck while we were all eating upstairs. And then we went to his backyard and buried the dog. We were all supposed to say something nice. Okay.
Probably should have done that in reverse order. Also asking the funeral guest for your dog to say something nice about the
That's
dog.
That's wild.
Yeah. When you hadn't met it.
Yeah.
Oh. That's even worse.
Right?
Oh, man.
Okay, that was one.
Do you remember what you said?
I think because I know he was mourning, I think I did it. Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. All right. But I do think that I couldn't mask the ick of the dog being downstairs while we were having steak upstairs.
I would like to have heard what everybody said. Right. I know that was interesting.
I think we all showed up, though. Okay. We all showed up for the dude, but I'm not sure he's friends with any of them now.
The fact that you weren't a good radio soldier and hit record on your phone in your pocket to record this makes me really mad at you.
I'm sorry. This is your ick. As a radio partner, this is your ick to me. The second one has to do with dogs also, and it's recent. So I know a woman, she's a friend of mine, and I've known her for a very long time. And she was in a relationship with a dude for a year and a half, so much so, and they knew that they were going to spend the rest of their lives together, that they adopted a dog together, right? So make a long story short, they break up. His job takes him on the road all the time, so he couldn't take the dog. So she had to take full ownership of the dog and said that she couldn't keep it because every time she looked at the dog, it got her sad because she was thinking of the past relationship and the dude. So she gave the dog away.
No.
What?
That's so stupid. Like, that's like looking at your kids and being like, this reminds me of my past marriage. Gotta get rid of the kid.
Yeah, that's why I didn't talk to Hayden for a while. but that was it, man. It's a game changer in the relationship. Have you done this with friends before?
Well, for me, I mean, to me, I think an ick is a little bit more superficial, like the dog thing. Like, one of my really, really close friends, when she ever has, like, a thing going on with a guy, she will get obsessed with taking selfies. And it's not just like, okay, we're going to go out and it's like, okay, we need to take, like, 10 or 15 selfies. It'll be like, we're in a new location and there's new lighting. Okay, so now there's one selfie. Okay, Abby, get in it. And then I get in it and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm done. Did my thing. I was in the photo to look like she had friends. And then she's like, no, one more, but in this lighting. And then we have to turn from this angle. And then she'll take like 15 more photos. And before you know it, we have an entire photo album of just photos of her at different angles, in different lightings, in different settings, until she decides to choose one to send to this guy who doesn't care if she lives or dies.
That's a perfect example.
Yep. So I had a few. I didn't know how serious we were going to be. The two superficial ones for me, one was finding out the other day at my Friendsgiving that my dude washes his hands by just sprinkling his fingers under the water.
Yes.
It was very much an ick for me.
Using no soap at all. No, doing the sprinkle.
Just doing the sprinkle.
And while holding his drink. He multitasked the whole entire thing.
Yeah, he did.
He'd hold it. Like, that's another thing, too. Holding your open container drink in a bathroom.
Yes.
Flushing it with all the germies flying around the bathroom.
It's disgusting.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, there's multiple icks in that
I'm
one.
I'm telling you, I thought of cutting them off. I did. It was a violation. The other superficial one I had was in vain to selfie taking when I'm at a restaurant and my friend won't let me eat because they want to take pictures of all the food. And I got to sit there and wait for them to finish while the food's getting cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more serious one I had was whenever my friends don't respect their other friendships. That has always bothered
me.
I do not like that.
I had a friend make a comment to me about one of my close friends' weight. They were like, oh my God, I saw that X, Y, and Z gained so much weight. I was like, why did you feel comfortable telling me that?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me that.
And
why?
Now I feel like you do that to me with your other friends.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
They absolutely 1,000% do.
For sure. You have friendship ick?
Actually, one happened recently. So I don't know where this falls as far as, serious or trivial, but I had a friend had the audacity to critique my parenting, and I wanted to be like, look in the mirror. Because you got some messed up stuff going on underneath your roof.
That relationship's over. At that point, there's no bouncing back from that.
The Burt Show.